Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
First movie review of the new year with Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Now, I'll tell you what. I know we're going to talk new movies, but first, before we get to that, I want to talk about something we discussed on the radio earlier this week, is the controversy, which I didn't realize there would be any, about Into the Woods. I took my daughter to see it. I simply posted on my Facebook wall, I can't recommend Into the Woods highly enough, and it exploded. People really have a problem with this movie. Number one, they're going into it not realizing it's a musical in some cases.
Right.
And a lot of people are really upset that the subject matter is not child related, like the prince being a bad guy and cheating on the princess. Have a big problem
right.
with that.
Exactly. Well, the fact that this is a Disney movie, I think, really made people believe that this movie was going to be one way, and it is definitely the other. So I was actually surprised, too, because I've never seen the stage musical.
I hadn't either, but I knew it was a musical going in. At least I knew that.
Right. Yeah, that would be a really rude awakening, wouldn't it? Oh, God. Imagine not knowing something was a musical.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
This is horrible, is what my boyfriend would say. That was actually one of the challenges in me watching it, was because I also knew it was a musical and I thought it was great for the first half. And then when I was ready for the movie to be over, there's a whole other hour.
That's true. It's like once there is the happily ever after, there's the act three, which is like that's the way the play is set up. And it did seem to drag a little bit at the end.
Ooh. Now, what did your daughter think of it?
She really loved it and wants to go back again. When she saw the prince being a bad guy with the baker's wife, she put her hand on her chest and was like, mortified. And we've heard from other mothers with little girls, their daughters had the same reaction. It's never occurred to anyone, I guess little children, that these things can happen, you know, adultery and things like that.
But sure,
on the other side, I think it's important to show that life is not a fairy tale. And just because, you know, there's more than the story just doesn't end at the happily ever after, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, all good movies should do. That's a great conversation to have with your kids when they watch the movie, because I think that, you know, for them to really process something, they need to discuss it with their parents. So that's really actually interesting and neat that Disney is kind of scandalizing these young kids, because hopefully they have great parents that they can, you know, talk to about why they were surprised and how that applies to real life, you know, so they can be better prepared later on.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to talk about every movie. And that's one of the reasons that I'm really excited that Selma is expanding nationwide this week as well.
There you go. Let's talk about that, because that is the new one out. New for a lot of the country, like you said.
Yeah, and you know, there's been some buzz in the news about how it's not exactly true that LBJ, as a president, was against the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's historically a supporter of civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie didn't play it exactly like that. And so people are concerned about this. And I think that probably the people that made the movie are worried that this is going to keep Selma from winning a lot of awards. But I want to say to anybody that is concerned about that, this is not a documentary.
It's a dramatization.
Exactly. And so therefore, what should happen in a perfect world is that a movie ignites your interest in a topic and you go out and you research it for yourself and you find out what you believe the truth to be and educate yourself and educate all the people around you. And now that these things are going on in our world today, and Selma is about a time, you know, 40 some odd years ago where the same things are going on, I think it's even more relevant than ever for all of us to really start an important discussion. And Selma is such a great movie. I think it has the power to do that. I think it has the power to change people's opinion and for all of us to start to learn from each other. That's what good movies do.
Okay, Grace, so what are people saying on RottenTomatoes.com?
Oh, my Lord. It is out of 90 reviews, which is a lot of reviews. It is 100%.
Wow.
I know.
So the critics aren't having a problem with it. It's just some people with that historic integrity thing.
Yes, exactly. And so once again, though, still a dramatization, guys, and I'm so excited that it's 100%. I think a lot of that is a credit to David Oyelowo, who plays Dr. King.
And thank God for Brad Pitt, so now we can all say his name correctly.
Exactly. How many times a day do you say thank God for Brad Pitt?
Oh, endless, countless.
And so David Oyelowo is so good. You're going to hear his name a lot now that award season is starting on Sunday with the Golden Globes. And the director, Ava DuVernay, she's fantastic. The rest of the cast is spectacular. Even Common's song that he did with John Legend for this movie is really good. So I think that regardless of where you fall on the issue, if you think that it's irresponsible, that they weren't more accurate, I think you should still see the movie, and I think that you should talk to people, because I think part of the problems that we have in our world are because we don't talk to each other enough in a reasonable way.
Well, I think my biggest question about Selma is, how's Oprah? This is her baby.
Yes, and she's always fantastic. She is a very small part in the movie, but one of the fun facts is that I believe her name is Annie Lee Cooper in the film. I know it's Annie for sure. And Oprah didn't want to play her. And then Ava DuVernay, the director, found out that the real-life Annie every day would make her tuna fish sandwich and turn on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh.
And that was her favorite thing to do, was watch Oprah. And when Ava told Oprah that, she said, "Don't you think that Annie would love to have you play her in a film, when this is a woman who's fought so hard for civil rights, you know, for the movement?" And Oprah goes, "Yeah, I can't argue with that."
There you go. That's a little piece of scoop we wouldn't have gotten with anybody else but Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Hey, Gray, we didn't talk to you during the holidays, but what other movies are out right now that we should see?
There's really a lot of good movies out there. There's Unbroken, directed by Angelina Jolie, a true life story about an American hero. And speaking of heroes, American Sniper is also out. These are both really good films, and they make me really proud to be a citizen of our great country. It's the perfect time of year, I think, to be inspired by all these great figures, and the movies are really reflecting that. They're very well done. Unbroken, I would say, Angelina Jolie is a first-time director, so it's a little bit weaker, but man, is that an incredible story. His name is Louis Zamperini, and he is unbelievable. So there's a lot of good real-life stories out there. But there is something that is non-serious, that is just popcorn, movie, don't think about it afterwards kind of fun film. And it is done by one of my favorite actors for that kind of movie, Mr. Liam Neeson.
I almost forgot. Taken 3, right? It's the third one?
Yes, it's a trilogy now. That makes it so serious.
The one he swore he would never make.
I know, right? Famous last words. Yeah, when the truck full of cash showed up at his door, I'm sure that he had problems saying no to doing this movie. These movies are fun. Now, this one didn't screen for critics, so you know that means that it's probably pretty bad.
Yeah, because, I mean, where could they take the story?
Well, right, they're really trying with this one. This time, the differences in broad strokes is that he is no longer in a foreign country beating up foreign guys. He's stayed in Los Angeles, and he's beating up Angelinos.
Oh, okay.
So that's, well, you know, and as a citizen of Los Angeles, I'm excited about that.
Okay. Because it's something you've wanted to do a time or two, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people that need to get their faces punched in by Liam Neeson. And so he's accused of murder this time.
Oh.
And so he has to clear his name, and to do that, he's going to make some cars spin out, and he's going to continue to kick and punch people in a very violent way. So the first Taken movie I loved, and it's nearly fresh at 58%, and the second one and the third one currently have exactly the same score. They're in the 20 percentile range.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I guess basically with Taken 3, at least we're not getting any worse.
Yes, that's the positive.
And so I guess 2015 begins with a whimper instead of a bang.
Well, that's kind of typical for this time of year, right?
Very much so, yes. Usually they don't screen stuff for critics because they know they're going to hate it. But if you need to get out of the house and you have to see something that you've never seen before, technically, then Taken 3 is here for you.
Yay. Well, Gray Drake has, you know, her reviews for these movies we heard about today and the ones you may have missed over the holidays. You can always check her out at RottenTomatoes.com. Thanks so much, Gray Drake, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Woohoo! 2015.
Can't believe it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I have a dream. Big dreams, right? I have dreams. You have dreams. We all have dreams.
We want
to help make your dreams come true. Yes, head to KidNation.com right now. Tell us what your dream is and how we can help. We're going to start making dreams happen come true on MLK Day, which is when? JC?
The 19th, Big Al Mac.
That's right. It's January 19th.
You're trying to catch me off guard,
sir. Trying to catch you off guard. We have helped a lot of dreams come true in the past. We want to help yours come true as well. So go to KidNation.com and tell us what your dream is.
Al, do you know what my dream is?
What is your dream, JC?
Man, I would really, really like to hang out with Jerry Springer.
Last night.
Automatic dream granted.
Oh my gosh, it's just like you just like rubbed a genie bottle.
And he appeared.
Oof. How does I forgot how I got here?
Good morning, Mr. Yeah. Springer.
Jerry,
I just left him.
I know. It was like 5 hours ago. We were having dinner.
Exactly.
Do you know how many times I've said I had dinner with
Jerry
Springer?
Oh, my God,
Jerry.
He's convinced you're now friends.
Is that true, Jerry?
I'll never forget Bob.
Yeah, Bob's a good guy, isn't he? Big Bob Mac.
Oh, yeah. That's me. Yeah. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. You had less sleep than I had.
Yeah. We were all at dinner last night, and I told my girlfriend, I was like, one of us has to get up at 3:45 a.m. Everybody, and I kind of broke up the whole party. I hate being that guy, but I appreciate you being so gracious.
Did Al bring his girlfriend, Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
Jerry, I can't tell what that response means.
Do you have the reaction that we all had when we first met her? Like, oh, how did this guy get this girl?
Yeah, how come she has no taste?
Right.
Jerry,
don't tell her.
Did he tell her she's a doctor?
Doctor girlfriend.
She's a doctor.
Yeah.
She's a surgeon.
Oh. So she's hot and smart.
I thought we were just playing that.
No.
Playing doctor.
No. She can cut whatever it is off of you and give it to you in a box.
Now, we've tried to explain to Al that what he and you have, Mr. Springer, is a celebrity romance. You know how, like, movie stars, when they're on set.
Yes.
The feelings get confused, and maybe there is a romance that lasts while you're filming, but then when you go back to your real lives, you don't speak again.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to convince him. This isn't a real friendship.
Yeah, well, he and I went to different schools together.
Uh-huh. It's a contractual obligation.
It's a once-a-year relationship. Yeah. It's kind of like prostitution because he pays you to come back, right?
Well, I think it's kind of. But usually I'm not the one receiving the money.
I think it's like a budding friendship. You know, you make friends all during your life, and you think, well, I'm an adult now, and I'm not going to really make a lot of friends. Yeah, you are. You can make friends all until you die.
Why don't you start calling Jerry when it's not Elvis Presley's birthday?
I will.
Start calling me when it's Bing Crosby's.
Bing Crosby's birthday.
You been working on that?
Yes.
You got your Bing down?
That sounds weird.
So, Jerry, that's the real...
At my age, it's always now.
Bada bing.
But that's the real reason...
Moving along.
...that we're graced with your presence, because you're a huge Elvis fan. We learned that a couple years ago when you came in studio with us, and now every subsequent year, Al has hired you to come down for Elvis's birthday.
Really, when I try to explain to people where I'm going and for what reason, there's always that puzzled look.
Yeah.
You're doing what?
Yeah. The confused dog tilt to the side thing.
But honestly, the people at the club last night, they were drinking.
Well, yeah.
They were so nice. It makes it so
that you don't have to perform as well when they're drinking, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I sing, everyone gets involved because they have to guess where the notes were supposed to have been.
Right.
Oh, it's so interactive singing.
It's interactive. Yeah. So they're yelling it out. B flat. Like that was
Let's take a listen to how Jerry sounded at Big Al's bar last night.
You didn't record.
We recorded you, Jerry. Of course we did.
No, that really wasn't me.
Jerry.
It's really awesome iPhone quality also. Some of the best audio.
Yeah, we're high tech here.
Yeah, here you go.
Okay.
Jerry singing Love Me Tender at Al's Bar.
Oh, dogs are dying.
It actually sounds like that really may have been Elvis back in the day.
I'm telling you, man.
Well, have you ever noticed you never saw Elvis and me in the same place at the same time?
Ooh.
Do you wonder?
I do wonder that, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I do wonder that.
I am Elvis.
You are Elvis.
I just took a break.
Cat's out of the bag.
There you go.
Yeah.
Actually, how old would Elvis have been 80. On this birthday?
80.
80.
Yeah, this was big. That's why he dressed 80. Up. No, this was the birthday. It was.
And it's hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, he was, obviously.
Did you ever meet him?
Never did. Saw him in concert just once. But I'm of that age. I'm 71. So I'm of that age where when I was a young teenager,
he came
Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of us wanted to be Elvis. So we had the collar up in the back.
Right.
You know.
So it was cool.
Oh, yeah. And you had your hair slicked back.
He was the Justin Bieber of your day.
Kind of, but if you think
Did
about
you
it.
You have to ruin it.
Exactly.
I was just getting really into this.
Because if teenage boys nowadays, like Justin Bieber or One Direction, you almost have to hide it. You know, because they're good.
He was totally cool. And there was great, I mean, it was great controversy when he appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show at the time. And that is how you made it when there were only three television stations, networks.
Right.
And when you were on Ed Sullivan Sunday night, that was when you became a national. And there was controversy about having him on because he was corrupting kids.
With his pelvis.
Yeah, yes. Those thrusts.
Was it really that bad, the pelvis thing, the movement?
Well, because that was the beginning of rock and roll.
Yeah.
And the deal was that they were not allowed to show him below the waist.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was singing, there were no long shots.
I tell girls that all the time about me. You can't see me below the waist.
No Elvis pelvis.
Yeah, well, can't see me below the waist either, but it's not for lack of trying. Just can't find.
Jerry, see, and I can't believe.
Where? He's there.
You just revealed your age, you know, and I can't believe that you're 71 because you don't look it or act it. Oh, why? Right. And I know that you were so successful and still are. Why do you work still? Why?
Yeah, how come you're still working on TV, Jerry?
That's why he still looks and acts as young as he is.
Right.
24 years, right?
Yeah, our show's
on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, the Jerry Springer show's 20. Honestly, it's just fun, you know. But I just want to keep doing something.
You got this new game show that I just saw advertised.
Yeah, I now do also the
Baggage.
Baggage, and we're doing Baggage on the Road. I had shot 300 episodes of Baggage back in 2010, and that's been running on the Game Show Network.
So what's that game show about?
Well, it's a traditional dating show where you have a guy, let's say, he has to choose among three beautiful women. And
can he see them up front?
Yeah, right there. But during the course of the show, each of them has to reveal three items of their personal baggage that would make you think twice about going out with them.
Okay.
And then he narrows it down. Finally, he chooses the one that he, you know, wants despite the baggage. And they're hugging and jumping up and down. The audience is going wild. But now before the show ends, she gets to see what's in his big bag.
Oh.
And he opens up his bag. And then, you know, that's...
What are some of the baggage secrets that have been revealed that have shocked you? Yeah. Well,
shocking ones.
The
biggest one, which shocked me and you would think I would have known, there was this beautiful woman and she was choosing among three hot-looking guys.
Yeah.
Mm. And when the guys came out on stage and saw her, they all wanted to be, you know, picked in their... They're revealing their baggage, but they're saying, please, please, don't worry about it. I can change. Finally, she chooses the one. They're hugging. This is great. He's scored the biggest in his life. And when we come back, we'll see what's in her big bag. And she opens her big bag. Then it turns out she was born a man.
Oh.
That would be the biggest.
Whoa.
You could not tell. And that's not a joke. Because then.
There's no way you could tell.
I started, you know, you kind of focus in and. Honestly, you could not.
And you're Jerry Springer. You've seen that a lot.
Oh, I've seen that a lot.
But does he have the option then to say, I don't take your baggage, so it's over?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they slam the bag down and say, thank you. I'm flattered that you chose me, but you've got too much baggage, and they walk off.
What did he do?
Did he stay? Because she's a lady now.
He stayed.
Yeah.
He said, which was really kind of cool, and then everyone was cheering, because he said, well, I don't care particularly what you were when you were born, but you're a beautiful woman now, aww, so let's go out.
That's
that was
incredible.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's wow. Would have done that. That's true love. Yeah.
Right.
I used to be a woman.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be Sally Jesse Raphael.
Think about it.
Right?
Yeah,
think about it.
I haven't seen Sally in such
Elvis
a long time.
Well, there you go.
See?
Oh, Jerry Springer, back to the Elvis thing. You revealed the last time you were here with us that you own your own plane, right?
Yeah.
Don't you own your own plane?
Yeah.
You know they're selling off the Lisa Marie. They're selling off Elvis's plane.
Oh, Jerry, we got to get that, Jerry.
I just heard that on the news. They were selling
would,
it.
But I can't downsize.
We got like a Boeing?
That would be such a great piece of memorabilia. I don't think I'd ever fly it.
It would be part of the fleet.
That thing's so old,
yeah,
I imagine.
I would think, and that's what, yeah, I'd be concerned about that.
You just have to park it and say, have that.
I know.
It's parked
actually,
there right by
cool.
Graceland, right? It's parked in in Memphis.
It's for sale?
That's what I heard on the news. Mm-hmm. I was kind of, you know how you're half listening sometimes, but I heard they are selling the Lisa Marie. He paid like maybe $250,000. I'm trying to remember.
Well, back then, probably.
Back then, $250,000 or something. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what they're asking for it now.
Will they finance? Will they told to know?
They probably.
If they're told to know,
take it up with Priscilla.
Check,
take it up with Priscilla. Yeah.
Make some easy weekly payments.
Now, Jerry, I saw you at Disneyland over the summer. And you had you had your own private escort. How do you get one of those? You just got to be a celebrity.
Got to be Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Get your own show, buddy. Oh, I'm sorry. You have one.
You can ask for them.
You can.
Anybody can do that.
It's just a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, we did find out yesterday.
You hire one person for the day and they take you around.
Yeah.
And that's just to keep you moving because, you know, I'm with my grandson and, family, et cetera. And you want to be nice to everybody, but if you're constantly just stopping and taking pictures. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And stuff,
grandson
then
has
it's
to
not
be.
Fair to the grandson. He's there because, you know, you brought him because he wants to enjoy it and not.
And you want to enjoy it with your grandson.
Absolutely. So that's the one time that we do. So we do
just to help you out with everything.
Yeah. And it's a great deal. I mean, it's, you know, I'm very lucky, the people that do that, because you literally go to the front of the.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you don't go to the front of the line because that would look horrible.
Right.
You go to the back. You go through.
They take you into the exit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go on the ride. Yeah. But it didn't do me any good because I'm scared of all the rides, you know.
You don't like roller coasters, Jerry?
I get sick in elevators.
Yes,
no, but don't push six.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
We have a Big Al Mack's new best friend in the studio with us, Jerry Springer.
This is my boy.
This is wonderful.
Me and J-Dog.
Have y'all come up with nicknames for each other?
Yeah,
best
Al's
friend
nickname?
Nicknames?
Yeah, he's Jay Spring.
Yeah.
And what's Big Al's?
Not so Big Al.
Okay,
I'll say like that.
Well, yeah, when you have a black friend that hangs out with you, you got to be little something. So I'll just be little baldy.
Little baldy. Jerry, since you're in studio with us, we want to utilize your manliness because, you know, now we finally got a real man in studio.
It's a little late for that.
We found some things that women think are really sexy to us dudes, but they're not sexy at all.
No.
And we want you to help us out with these.
Oh, so things that I do to try and look hot for a guy and you guys hate it.
Or you're laughing at us.
Like exactly.
Man repellent.
And the thing that I don't find sexy at all,
you
know, what women is when they say, get out of here, I'm calling the cops.
I hate when they do that, Jerry.
Yeah.
What's sexy about that?
I hate that.
Man, they think it's all sexy. It's not sexy.
Does a man like it when a woman plays hard to get? We're always told, you know, don't give it up too soon. Is it sexy? I mean, how long are we allowed to keep that game up?
Yeah, but after 71 years, it's time to give it up.
Right.
And if you want some advice.
How long do I have to wait?
If you want advice, you can call us. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, here's some of the ones that we have on this list here, Jerry. Yes. How do you feel about baby talk? Women think that seems to be very sexy when you baby talk us.
No,
right?
That is not. I agree.
But I'm so hungry.
No.
I'm so hungry.
It's like, always when you want something.
Poopsie.
Your wife don't do baby talk?
No. It's usually take out the garbage.
Baby.
But no, there's no baby talk in our house.
What does your wife call you, though? Because my wife calls me a snuggle bunny.
Oh.
I figured I'd throw it out there just so that you
just threw her under the bus.
Threw her.
Yeah.
You have to have a nickname for your
wife.
Yeah,
what's yours?
Or maybe back in the day when the romance was real hot and heavy.
Oh, no, it's still, we've been married 41 years. She's lovely. I mean, yeah, I love her. So, but no, I actually, no, she calls me Jer.
Jer.
See, that's a good one.
That's so cute.
Hey, Jer.
Hey, Jer.
Hey, Jer. Jer.
So you guys don't like baby talk.
She doesn't say Jerry.
No, I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to think now. I don't think there ever was no, I call her Mick, and she calls me
Jer.
Yeah,
that's fine. I like it until she says it in front of my friends when they come over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to be called Snuggle Bunny in front of your boys. Yeah. You know, Al?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This girl used to call me Bunny, but it's because my two front teeth were so big.
Mark. I can see that.
Thank you, Jer.
No, that's right. That's
Call me Bunny.
You can't start calling him Jer. That's his wife's nickname for him.
That's my boy.
That's weird, Al. You can't do that.
Yeah.
This one is one that I hate. Lots of perfume. When you get ready to go on a date and the girl's wearing lots of perfume because she thinks she's going to be smelling all good.
Well, we don't know how much is too much. It's like one squirt.
Two sprays is enough. Yeah. That's plenty.
She does ask me that.
Yeah.
That is true. She says, is this too much?
But we want our smell to linger on you.
It's going
to
linger.
So you're marking you with us.
So you're telling me you don't like when I, like, leave your place and I spray the pillows
Jenna.
With perfume? So you're constantly reminded of me when you sleep at
night?
But
what that really means is that no one else is getting in there.
Exactly.
It's literally like the dog lifting its leg on your bed.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you are, for the rest of the week, you're going no place.
You could wash that three times and it still stays on
there. When they put it in the car. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, in the car, I get so nauseous because of perfume smell sometimes in the car.
I rub on my man like a perfume sample in a magazine. I rub myself on him. Right.
Oh my God.
Well, she does. She's not lying.
I'm a rubber.
So
you're right.
Oh, okay.
Say that.
So why am I hanging with you, Big Al?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kelly, I'll be coming down next year and the next. Oh, boy.
I actually happen to think this one's pretty sexy, but a lot of people think it's not. Duck lips. How do you feel about the duck lips?
You know when you do selfies, you do the kissy face?
You know,
yes.
Because you imagine kissing your girl.
I've kissed a duck or two. But
have you ever taken a selfie, Jerry Springer?
Have you?
Selfie.
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think. I've been in.
Come on.
Jerry, this is your moment.
You want to take
a duck face selfie moment.
How can you take a selfie on this?
On the flip?
Gosh, is that from the 80s?
The 80s, 90s.
Hold on. Now, you're making fun of my flip phone, but let me tell you something.
You still have a flip phone.
Yeah, but what you can do with this, you
make
can actually talk to someone in a different town.
Wow. So,
yeah. And can you text message?
You mean you don't?
And they can be in literally a different town, and I can still hear them.
How do you text? Do you do the T9 thing, or you got to push the buttons like four times to get to the letter?
What's text?
Do you text? You don't text?
No.
So I admire you don't. That. You have the Jerry Springer Show, I'm looking, has an Instagram account. I'm assuming you do not moderate that.
Those are the pictures?
Is that your account? It's the Jerry Springer Show.
This is awesome.
That picture... That one there, that's honestly, that was when I was running for Congress back in 1970.
Hot right there. Look at that hair. He has the hair. Look at that foot.
Oh.
Hair
to
the side.
Oh,
look at it.
Tearing me on.
Did you even know you have an Instagram account?
No.
Oh, all right.
This is awesome, Jerry.
Jerry, you actually...
What, is that like Twitter?
Look at this. Look, Jerry, you actually have... No, this is Instagram. Do you see how many people are pretending to be you? There's a Jerry Springer guest account. There's the official Jerry Springer with you have 61 followers. Good for you.
That's how you know you're cool is when people try to imitate you.
You need to help Jerry take his first selfie.
I'm going to.
This
I'm going to
send
him up an Instagram
monumental selfie
account.
Moment.
There you go. You stare at yourself. And then you push the button, Jerry.
Holding his antiquated selfie.
But you got to do it. That's why
I got to do it like that. And now it's a selfie because I took it?
Because you took it.
Holy
Jerry's first selfie.
You took your first selfie, Mr. Springer.
Yeah. Jerry, my next tip for you when you take your next selfie.
You don't have anyone else to take.
You're talking in the middle of your selfie.
Which makes no sense.
Which is awesome. I'm going to keep that
picture.
I love it.
It's official.
Awesome.
Jerry, you took your first selfie ever right there.
I know. I feel so tainted.
Liberated, yeah.
You're like, we just crossed the boundary.
Yeah.
I feel soiled.
Yeah. How do you feel? You didn't even do duck lips or anything.
I know, but there can't be a lot of firsts to be had when you're 71. I feel done everything in life.
Yeah, except the selfie.
Jerry did open mouth for his first selfie.
Did he do duck lips?
Mouth photo. Can we have him sign something?
That could be bass mouth. Open mouth,
bass mouth.
Bass mouth.
I love that you still have a flip phone.
It's shark face.
Well, it works.
That makes me love you more.
Did you hear him? You can talk to people in different states.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. I'm telling you. Hey, kids, go out and get one.
All right. I'm sorry. We got off track there,
ask
but that
mom.
Was too good.
Ask mom for
We'll go back.
Flip phone.
Things ladies do that they think are sexy but are not sexy at all, according to some men.
All right.
Samantha has a question, and it's probably for Jerry because he's been around the block.
And he's famous.
Samantha, what's your question for Jerry Springer?
Hey, good morning. I wanted to know why women think acting like they're dumb is sexy.
Why, Jerry?
Why women think acting dumb?
Play the airhead. Do you think that's sexy, the whole airhead bombshell?
Maybe they had a damsel in distress.
Yeah, how do you know they're playing?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I love that laugh.
They might.
How do you? That is a great question. How do you know they're playing?
Yeah.
Samantha, have you ever done that?
No.
Okay, good.
No, because I'm not dumb, so I'm not going to act that way.
Exactly.
But I do have, you know, I have friends that I know are not dumb, and whenever they're around a new guy, they will. They'll act like a complete and total airhead, and I just think it's ridiculous. There's no reason to act like that.
Well,
they want to be rescued.
But does it pay off? I mean, are you saying their approach works more effectively than your smart girl approach?
I'm an old married lady. I don't know how well this works.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it'll work for like one night. Because it's not going to be something a guy's going to want to get in a relationship with.
Well, you know?
Guys like when girls, like I will sometimes play dumber with sports stuff because I don't know guy likes the girl that knows too much about sports. So, and guys love answering questions for you. So if I ask you like, well, what just happened there? You love filling me in on that.
See, that's you playing dumb.
That's you playing dumb, Jenna.
Yeah.
Samantha says no.
Yeah, but that's not me like asking how to breathe.
You're still playing dumb about something. You're trying to fool him into liking you.
But it is true. Guys always seem to want to have an answer for something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even when a woman is ranting or whatever about a particular problem, the guy wants to answer it and
have
solve
the solution.
It.
Yeah.
Instead, maybe just the woman wants to.
We just want to complain and have you listen.
Yeah. Oh, we don't know how to do that.
Listening.
We don't know how to do that.
But I've heard this, guys. Don't do this when you're listening to a problem, even though you may not, you know, mean anything to you. Don't do this.
You can't sigh in the middle of the problem.
No, sighing should be for women only.
Yeah, that's for the ladies.
Did you marry yourself a smart woman, Mr. Springer?
Yeah, a lot smarter than me.
Yeah.
Although she has no taste. She married me.
Yeah, was she cool?
Yeah, she's very,
Was she cool with the Jerry Springer show when you had all those ladies when they would take their tops off and stuff?
No, when I met her, I was just out of law school, so I was known by nobody. It was a blind date.
Isn't she on TV?
Yeah. No.
She's never been on TV.
You hung out with him all day yesterday.
Al, he's your best friend. You should know about his wife.
Al.
Yeah.
I should. Oh, that was
Mr. Springer had a political. You had a political career, and so you had to have. It's kind of strategic when a political man is picking his wife. I mean, that's a very strategic job. If you watch, Scandal.
I wasn't in anything yet. In other words, I had just gotten out of law school, and I just moved to Cincinnati. Uh-huh. The first week there, somebody fixed me up. So, and that was it. So she knew me before I had $10.
And all the affairs and skeletons still haven't come out yet?
No. We try to keep that quiet.
Ixnay.
Oh, yeah, did you have to tell her, hey, I'm going to start running for office? Is there anything we need to know about? Because people are going to be digging.
She's very private.
Yeah.
I mean, totally.
How do you handle
totally
that?
Private. Oh,
well, he's
wonderful.
Private, really. We don't really know
a
lot about.
I separate my private life.
Yeah.
I think the only time we ever got to see a little bit of your private life was when you did Dancing with the Stars. Then we got to know you.
My daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, our daughter. So, and she's totally private. Very political. I mean, she's really got strong views. We're both, you know, flat out liberals. But she stayed. And she worked, when I ran for governor, she worked in my campaign, but she worked under an assumed name because she didn't want anyone to know that she was my wife. So it's just that's how we want to live.
Did she make up a funny name like Wilma Flintstone or something?
Yeah, be taken seriously as a campaign coordinator.
Dick Cheney is.
We're going a little off here, but this is a good question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is good, Larry.
It's okay, Jerry Springer.
Larry, you have a
Larry.
You have the question that Jerry probably gets asked the most.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Larry.
So, Jerry, what is the craziest thing you've had to deal with on your show?
The craziest I had to deal with on my show? The guy who married his horse.
Oh, yeah.
Was that real?
Well, yeah.
Illegal in what state?
Well, they were in Missouri.
Okay.
And he and about 50 miles outside of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And when you went to his home, the hallways were extra wide because the horse lived inside. The house.
So they slept in the same bed and stuff, or
But the horse sleeps standing up.
Yeah.
I do that.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. They just put their little foot like that.
I'm sorry.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
I didn't know horses slept standing
up. But just so you don't think we're taking advantage, we did a follow up show.
Yeah. Because they got divorced.
Well, the horse left him.
Dang it. Yeah. Yeah. For who?
You leave that barn door open without it.
I guess if it's not on the book, the books as being illegal, then it's legal?
Well, I don't think it's legal, but so I don't know that you could find a marriage license, but they had the ceremony, and they've been together for about 6 years. We always run that show around the Kentucky Derby, because we know horse lovers will be watching. So,
yeah. Oh, my God.
There you go, Larry. Ask and answer, buddy. You have a good day, okay?
Oh, man.
Thank God.
Man,
and one day he'll be a
horse.
Contestant on Baggage. What's your baggage? Yeah. Well,
I married a horse.
My wife just died, and she was a horse.
Where can we watch Baggage?
Baggage is on GSN, Game Show Network, and it's on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time.
Perfect.
And you can still watch the Jerry Springer Show.
You
can.
Every morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just got renewed. We were just in the hallway talking.
Yeah,
Four more years. 4 more years.
Just like the president. Yeah. 4 more years.
Can we come on your show once?
Oh,
just to come watch?
Great. Oh, yeah. Honestly, you have to.
Oh, we should.
You were saying that we're crazy. I mean, are we entertaining?
No, just watch.
Nothing like, and this is
that's
true.
Saying,
this
yeah.
is not a plug. I mean, you know, people watch the show or they don't watch the show, and you'll make up your own mind. But I tell everybody, even if they think they would hate the show, to come and see it in person.
I want to.
There is no show business experience like it.
You guys have the perfect storyline.
What?
Yeah. I've been meaning to tell you anyways.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant with one of your babies. So let's go on and see who the father is.
It's Kelly's. Jerry Springer.
Not the horses.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.